So we're holding here on page 773 in Balozcha. And it's very fascinating, Rabbeinu Bechaya, about the Nikud in the Torah. It says, V'mkocha at oseli, milas at kinu l'midas hadin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sort of, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if this is what you do, hargeni nahareg, and he speaks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he calls him At, Lashon HaKeva, which is usually a, it alludes to Midas Adin, for many, many reasons. Midas Adin is Nekeva. V'chein hiske v'yichav Hashem ma'oid, v'kmoi v'at tedaber eleinu, v'chein at k'ruv m'mshach ha'sochach, shukina al-kruv ha'shein ekur kovoid, g'shnei al-kruv m'kov ha'siferes. He brings Raya's Rabbeinu B'chaya that the at refers to something they called Midas Adin. So Rabbeinu B'chaya says, you know, if the Sefer Torah would not have Nikud, Sefer Torah does not have Nikud, a person could read it ve'ata, because you find sometimes ve'ata chaser. So a person reading this instinctively would not refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lashon Nekeva. He would assume that it's Lashon Zachar, and there's a chaser, which is not uncommon in the Torah. So, ka'oisis she'in rekodlis seiblis kama kamas chas kama tzaitzis. Oisis that are not, that have no nikur on it, no vowels on it, can mean different things. Neizenis tavinus le'linkot sefer Torah ki mashmos k'mila mila fe nikud. And that's why we are taught not to, that's why with Allah, you're not allowed to put nikur sefer Torah, because each word can have different meanings, the same physical words. And nikud frees it at one meaning. Without nikud, a person can see many things. So, Rabbeinu Bechaya here refers to a phenomenon which is really unique to Lashon Kodesh. And let's talk about it in a minute. You have, in the English language, you have vowels are written into the words. You know, A, O, E, U, I, E, U, O, U, so on. The punctuation is put in, which makes it much easier to read. But if we, in a certain sense, and the reason why you do it is because both the vowels and the punctuation freeze a certain meaning and give us a clear meaning of what the person meant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was infinite, and he gave us a Sefer Torah that's meant to contain the infinite varieties of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. Now, that itself could, the infinite varieties of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon need a firm base to base themselves on, and yet allow for the different interpretations, which we find in the meanings like Ayin Panam L'Torah, and Mem Tesharim L'Torah, Mem Tesharim L'Tumah, we find different expressions of that. In the Torah itself, when a person sees the letters, letters are frozen objects, and you know, Mem Shin Hei is Moshe, but it could also mean Masheh, it could also mean Miseh. The timing, how you pass the pasuk, also makes a difference. We don't have even beginning of a pasuk, end of a pasuk, no punctuation. So the Torah itself, so you're not allowed to put vowels on the Torah, because then you would be freezing a limiting Torah to one particular interpretation. Now, there is something called Pshuto Shel Mikra, which is the primary interpretation. And that's an important piece to bear in mind. You have the primary interpretation, and other interpretations are seen as being branches. But it's very important to know what the Pshuto Shel Mikra is, what Pshat is, and from that, we could figure out what the branches are, not to make a mishmash. Like upon, that's what you gain by not being menakedit. By the way, I once saw a fascinating shaila in a Sefer Torah. So a Sefer Torah that has nikud as pasul. What about if you have these like plastic slide sheets where the plastic has nikud on it, you put it onto a written Sefer Torah, and you could, by seeing the plastic together with the it would fit snugly under the under the letters, and they could take it off. So on the one hand, you are not being menaked the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah itself is the same as it is, but when poor Baal Kriya is reading it, he has a much easier time with the letters. Interesting shayla. Behovein ze, titztorach hazar mekoymois. You'll need this, you sold many places. Good going. Ata yadati kirei lakim ata. Sheyochol likra adam. So the word ata yadati, I now know that you are God-fearing. Without the nekudos, we can read it ata yidati. Bechirik tachzayud vadalat bedogish. Miloshin yidata shachem mekomot. Means to tell other people, to express, project. I've now made it known to mankind. So many words can take on different meanings than a nikud. And once again, we have a primary nikud, which we understand to be pshut shemikra, and then we have whatever it is that is the possible drushes that can work. Okay, the next piece is a piece from Rabbeinu Bechaya also, and this goes into the idea of Ayin Ish, Shivim Ish. It says, Hashem told Moshe, gather 70 people from Zikni Yisrael, and they will now become sort of the elders, and they became people with the divine spirit. Isle Shivim is next. So why 70? Where do we get 70 from? Christ Kira Abaseinu Kishivim Umas Hem Bishivim Lashon. There are 70 nations, 70 languages. V'yesh Kol Echad V'Echad Mazal Berakia V'Sal L'Mayla. Each one has a mazel in Shemayim and a Sal L'Mayla. Like it says by Daniel, V'Sar Malchus Paras Uksivit Zalmalchus Yovan V'Nei Sa Yovan Bo. V'Hu Shenema Yivkar Hashem Atzva Morim B'Morim. V'Omru Kipari Achag Yir Mezubahem. And the parachag add up to 70. Pirkei Rabbeinu Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shivim Malachim Hasavim Kisei Kavod Bayu Naval B'Lashinam Lachen Emisvav Yodim Mitzayim Shivim. So you have 70s, a lot of 70s. So first, let's add a little bit about what 70 represents. We have two terms, two numbers that describe creation. One is Basarim Amar Zevolom. There are 10 times that the word Vayomer is written in the Torah. And then we have 7 days of creation. Those are two numbers that describe the basic elements of how many different elements of creation are there. In the world of Kabbalah, you have 7 spheres and you have 10 spheres. 10 spheres are 3 more that are usually very hidden and not expressed and so on and so forth. 70 is 7 times 10. In other words, it represents a certain fullness of the entire gamut of certain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's different expressions, or all different types of expressions possible in the Bria. Why not 10 times 10 and 7 times 7? It's a good question. We do have 7 times 7 many times, Shemitim Yovlo, Sfiras Omer, and so on. But be it as it may, 7 times 10 represents every particular aspect of something. So Ayin Lashon means the 70 ways of describing, of expressing something. I want to add something about the Ayin Lashon, which I think is important to bear in mind. It says, Chazal keeps saying about Ayin Lashon, Ayin Lashon, Ayin Lashon, Ayin Umos. We have a few thousand languages that exist in the world. And, they number the thousands, but this is kind of misleading, because we have many families of languages. You have a whole bunch of Germanic languages. You have German, you have Dutch, you have Flemish, you have Danish, you have Swedish. It's very, very hard to tell at what point does the Torah consider it a different language. In other words, languages are not just, and this is an important piece to add, languages are not just different words. The fact that bread is said differently in 10 languages doesn't really mean anything. That's not of any significance. But the fact that the way in which, for instance, the word virtue, numos in Greek is translated as virtue, it's not actually virtue. The Greeks understood virtue in a different way than we understand it, and so on. In other words, the different understandings of important ideas. So the Torah tells us there are 70. 70 is a full complement of it, and they exist as different nations. V'tziva mispar zeh b'shofti Yisrael, and we were told that this is the mount of judges. Kia mispar zeh yichol kol ha-deis v'yoyseh kerlo kol ha-koychois lo'yipol ha-mem dava. The number 70 includes all the different understandings. And this is a, and it includes every different element and its perspective. In other words, the Sanhedrin, the Bezna Gadol, is supposed to include all different possible opinions about something. So this is the number that really ought to be the number that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells. This is the Ashuras HaShchina. Kama shenasa Oren v'kepoyos v'mishkan dumas ha-msham sh'morim v'nasa d'golim b'dimyon ha-merkobot sh'oricheskel l'ashchina l'im v'oretz k'ashi shchim ha-shamayim. The Ramban, this is Ramban, I made it, it's not Rabbi Rechai, it's the next piece, it's Ramban. Ramban says, there were many things made in this world to allow for Ashuras HaShchina, like in Elyonim. And therefore the Mishkan and the Machnes, everything was an exact replica of something above it. Here also, everything, the Ayin Ish, is a replica of the Ayin Kochos, which allows for the full expression of Torah and so on. V'hine, Moshe lagav b'shivim skenim, remis esorik lach baretz. Moshe stands above the shivim skenim, and it's not only he's higher, more important, better in charge. Moshe really, in a certain sense, incorporates them into one. The kibur abiseinu ki kol sanhedrin gdoi le'yeshevas b'beis Hashem, b'mokam shivcha l'shach nesham. There's always somebody on top of them that sort of includes them all. If I can give a simple marshal, you have a government with many ministers. Each minister is supposed to deal with his own little fiefdom. So the minister of defense is supposed to be very concerned about the army and it's this and that. And the minister of treasury, finance, is supposed to be very involved with the finances. And many times they're at a loggerhead for good reason. The army demands more money. The finance minister demands less spending. And each one faithfully represents his arena. The prime minister is supposed to incorporate the entire it's supposed to incorporate the entire government in a way that stands above it. He's supposed to see the big picture and understand how much money do we need to spend on finance and how much on defense and how much can't we afford and so on and so forth. V'cheina oisis b'shem ha-godla mefuri shivim b'shtayim. K'neged asorim b'shem yuchud sh'adoin yochin alakol. That's why the great name of HaKadosh Baruch has 72 letters. It includes, it's all inclusive of the 71 plus the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch, which is completely envelops everything. And that's why you have a Mokam Ashur Ashchina. So therefore, there's a special taina to the Sanhedrin if they miscarry justice, if they don't do right. You know, you represent a body that has a Ashuras HaShchina. How can you do this?
Kaint is gashem es Hashem et amusu
So the Sanhedrin represents a lot more than just a functioning judicial body. It represents the ultimate vehicle for Asura Sashchina on the level of Torah and so on. And that's why the repository for Torah Shabbat Pen Klal Yisrael is the Sanhedrin Agadol, because they represent the vehicle of Ayin Panama Torah, which expresses everything. I want to add one more point that I think is very important. I kept referring to Ayin Panim LaTorah as being the full expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Ayin Umos as full expression of humanity. Each one represents a particular facet of it, and each one represents a particular angle of it, and each one is true, and so on and so forth. That is, when we look from top down, the purpose of Ayin is to allow me to express it in every language, in every way possible. So I look at it as expressions. Going from down up, Lamashal, I want to try to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since as a human being, I can only understand peace, 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 every facet of Torah that I understand only one angle of Torah. I understand only one facet of Torah. And as I piece together more and more facets of Torah, the big picture begins to emerge where I see everything together. Let's give an example. Imagine a person learns Torah about how important family is. The Mishpachoseyam, fine. And so that's very, very important. The person understands Torah. A person also learns about Shevet Levi, and so on. There comes a time when a person is supposed to say no. Avram brings Yitzhak to Akedah. Without having both of those elements kind of simultaneously incorporated my vision of Torah, I don't have a real vision of Torah. And that's why coming from the bottom up, it is the sort of putting the synthesizing of all of different facets together that gives me a sense of what Torah is. Now we have Rabbeinu Bechaya, which sort of complements the Ramban, which is quite usual. Shivim Skenim existed even in Mitzrayim. From when 70 nefesh went down to Mitzrayim, and there was a bracha b'zaram, they appointed shivim skenim to teach them chukim shvat tzadikim. Because we knew and understood the emes, and we knew that 70 is the right number, we umana 70 skenim. Those 70 skenim had died already, and they needed to replace. The Rabbi Nachai says, this wasn't the beginning of Zion's skenim, this was the replacement of Zion's skenim. He says, I need to incorporate in that those who were the Shotri Mitzrayim that were hit for the Tzibur. So this is a fascinating point. The Sanhedrin, even though they are, so to speak, representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're laying down the law for the people, but those who had suffered from the Shotrim are the worthy ones of becoming the or becoming Zkenim. So again, he says the same thing about Shivim Vechad, representing all the different facets, Kenim with Moshe Rabbeinu. V'timtza Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Shivim Malachim Tzoraim Kisei Kaved, Bayin Aval B'Lishonim. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to mix up the world by Bavel, he did the same process. So, each letter as a full word, using vav there's using vavs, using heys, whatever it is, that's what comes out. Vamar kosev, vayamir is a serious oil shem and vishal shom shim is kind of serious oil. He put them around the oil. Shem shem and akash bochum shim alachim serious kisak kovet. Va'ata reigamim also shom moishe. Koisim also shom shim is kind of talzim koshav moishe. Shem shakur shim alachim talzim koshav akash baruchu. So the Simish Kenim are like 70 Malachim, Zeva Yamas is oil, Ke Orange of oil, Dunkis are covered, Muscatu said we call it Truma. Behine, Moishin is Allah by Saetsa Ilu Rav. Moishim self read Moisel, the Königsberg, a matzal till the chef Hashim, Son Shamadash and Bestino, Ken also the Moisha, Shiahua matzal, Hashim's Ken and the Matash and Bestino Shamoisha, by Nosa Gaben Balekulam. So Moisha didn't lose by this. In other words, his stature did not become diminished by this. His stature became greatly increased, because in a certain sense, it was comparable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Beis Din. It was one over the 70. Okay, hold on.
Okay.